the BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we are back live courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines alongside Brett Dowd. My name is Jamie Brockman. Joe Millage back running things for us at the KII Studios on the square in downtown Albia. Halftime in this 3A quarterfinal. And it's Sergeant Bluff Luton leading over Oskaloosa 28-23 here at the break. And Brett Dowd, your thoughts on the first half? Back and forth, a little momentum this way, a little momentum that way.
Yeah, they carried a little more momentum throughout that first half. And I think for us defensively, it happened because their guards were able to get to the hoop. They don't really have a huge post presence, so they're not going to throw the ball and shove it down our face in that way. But their guards were able to get around us and penetrate because they're a little more physical, and our bigs weren't able to come over and interfere with the shot. So we have to eliminate their guard play, just getting to the hoop at will. They're not getting layups, but they're getting to the lane and getting these little 6-foot bank shots, and they're gonna keep making those.
Halftime presented here on KIIC by the Penn Central Eye Clinic. Dr. Jim Ellis and the staff located in Penn Central Mall in downtown Oskaloosa. One other thing I think, Brett, that needs to be addressed is the offensive rebounds that we've given up and that have turned into points for the Warriors. I'm looking at the stat here, and it looks like, well, it's showing... Shows them only with 3 offensive rebounds. It seems like more than that, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've been a little more physical to the glass. But I think one thing they're doing on the defensive side against us is they're packing the paint. So it's going to come down to us for a little bit. Xavier was huge in that second quarter because he came out and hit a few big 3-pointers that got our momentum back. It got our chins up, so we were ready to go again. But we have been trying to push the ball inside the paint, and it's easy to say when you got a 6'11", 6'9", 6'6". But one thing about our guys, and I'm saying nothing, we're very skilled, but we're not, like, big. We're not, thick.
Right.
So we get pushed around a little bit there in the paint, so it's not as easily said as done because Sergeant Bluff is doing a nice job of really being physical with us down low. So we're going to have some guys step up and make some shots outside, but then we also need to keep getting looks down low. We did all right offensively. I think we came out a little gun-shy, a few players, but then Xavier came in and made some huge shots for us.
All right, couple shout-outs I got to say real quick before I get to more halftime activity here. I got to say hi to my mom and dad. They are listening in Victoria, Texas right now. That's their winter home away from home. So I got to say hi to mom and dad. They're listening to the stream in Victoria, Texas, and I want to say hi to Sherry as well. I know Sherry's listening in this afternoon and cheering on Oskaloosa. All right, let's look at your first half statistics. Again, your score, Sergeant Bluff Luton 28 and Oskaloosa 23 here at the half. And halftime again presented on KIIC by the Penn Central Eye Clinic in the Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa. So for Sergeant Bluff, they are shooting 42% from the field, 11 of 26. That includes 4 for 12 from beyond the three-point line. And they're 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Oskaloosa shooting 45.5%, connecting on 10 of 22 shots, including 3 of 10 from long range, all 3 Xavier Foster. And Oski is 0 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half. Turnovers, Oskaloosa has committed, I think, 3 turnovers, and Sergeant Bluff Luton with 2 in the first half. Rebounds, 14 to 12 in favor of Sergeant Bluff Luton. Oski, though, only with 1 offensive rebound in the first 2 quarters of play. Now you look at the score was tied 1 time. The lead changed 6 times in the first half. And at halftime, it's 28-23, Sergeant Bluff Luton. Some of the individual numbers, Sergeant Bluff Luton being led at the break by 3 players with 6 points each. Connor Groves, Ty Bokelman, and Sam DeMoss, each with 6. 5 points each for Jeremiah Catt and Daniel Wright. And for Oskaloosa, they're led at the break by Xavier Foster with 9 points, all on 3-point shooting. He's 3 of 3 from the field, all from long range. 4 points each for Spencer Tucker, Tanner DeCock, and Cole Henry. And 2 points at the break for Jared Cruz. So that's a look at the individual numbers here at halftime for both sides. Anything you want to add before break here, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, you brought it up. So second chance points, they have scored. They've scored 5 points off of second chance points. I was wondering why they have so many more field goal attempts than we do. So we have one more turnover than them, and they have 5 points on second chance points. And that right there is your 5-point lead.
All right. Well, halftime is presented by Penn Central Eye Clinic in downtown Oskaloosa at the Penn Central Mall. Dr. Jim Els and the staff. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in about 30 seconds to start the second half and see if Oskaloosa can get that lead back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines on Thunder Country.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
All right, here we go. Third quarter coming up. Presented by Wendell Campbell, State Farm agent, Oskaloosa. Thank you to Wendell Campbell for his support. Same starting five, both sides. Groves, Cat, Bokelman, DeMoss, and Wright for Sergeant Bluff Luton. Tucker, DeCock, Foster, Henry, and Cruz for Oskaloosa. Gotta say hi to Dennis Richards, just chimed in, listening today as well. He's a wrestler, but he's a big Oski fan. So thanks for listening, Dennis. Third quarter underway, Oskaloosa first possession. Need a quick basket here, Brett. Set the tone for this third quarter.
Yeah, a good look and a bucket of some sort would be great.
DeCock has it out top. Bounce pass left block to Foster. Swarmed by three defenders. Turns and puts it up anyway. Off the glass, no good. Fans wanted a foul call. So did Coach Parker, I think. But
that was a little bit forced. He had three guys sitting on him. He probably needed to kick that thing out. We could swing and get a better look.
Rebound to Sergeant Bluff Luton. They have the basketball. Three is on the way. No good. Rebound, Cruz.
Yeah, we're fortunate there. 44. He's their best three-point shooter, about 48% on the year.
Spencer Tucker brings it up the floor for the Indians. Right wing. DeCock. DeCock tried to fire it in the lane to Cruz, but it's tipped and taken away by Sam DeMoss.
I like the fact that we were trying to get the ball into the post, Cruz, because I think he could have taken this guy, but we kind of he anticipated the pass pretty well.
DeMoss trying to work on Cruz, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out top. Daniel Wright with it. Over left wing now, Bokelman. Bokelman drives the lane, then kicks it out to Kat. Now here driving is Daniel Wright on Foster. Reverse layup attempt, no good. Partially swatted by Foster, maybe. Long pass down the court, looking to Henry. Can't control it on the baseline. Loses it out of bounds.
That was a great pass, but he just bobbled it. He knows it, too. Cole's got to get going. He's got to get his head up. He's too much of a competitor. He's going to compete. He's just got to get a little confidence going.
I agree, absolutely. 6:20 to go in this third quarter. Presented on KIIC by Wendell Campbell, State Farm agent.
Don't help too much.
Warriors have the basketball. They lead it 28-23. Nobody scored yet here. First 2 minutes of the third quarter. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Spencer Tucker pushes it up the floor. Deep three, top of the key. Yeah! There's Spencer Tucker.
You betcha. That was great timing. Spencer was looking to pass the ball up the court. He had a couple guys, but it had been a risky pass. And no one picked him up, so he just fired.
28-26. Oski within two now. DeMoss has it right side. Out top to Daniel Wright, guarded by Foster.
There you go. Get back.
Groves starts to drive. Shut down. Now in the lane, caught up off the glass.
Oh, no way.
And goaltend is going to be the call on Foster. Foster pinned that on the glass. He doesn't like the call, neither does anybody else that's an Oski fan.
I had the same view as him, and there is no way that was goaltending.
Nope.
He's just not used to seeing someone be that high on the glass.
Yep, and I think Coach Parker's telling him that right now, that, hey, just because he's 6'11 doesn't mean automatic goaltend.
Yeah. What can you do about it now? Bad call. We got to recover.
So the basket.
Get it going, Spence.
There's another three for Spencer Tucker. Back-to-back threes for number two. And there we go. 30-29. Oskaloosa is within one, and they are feeling it.
Yeah, it's key for us. We got to have some guys step up and shoot with confidence and start making plays for us.
Daniel Wright has it way out. Xavier Foster's all over him just in front of half court. They're letting him play. And now Taylor DeCock reaches in and ties up.
Xavier needs to look at the coaches right now because he easily could have got called for his third foul right there, and we do not want that.
No. But Tanner DeCock reached in and tied the ball handler up, forced the jump ball, and stays with Sergeant Bluff Luton. They inbound, but Oski's got some intensity right now.
It's so hard for me sitting right here not to yell that out to him on the radio. He was right in front of me, and I want to say it.
4:40 to go, third quarter. 30-29. Sergeant Bluff Luton leads it by one. Number 60 there.
Oh,
they call Tanner DeCock on the block. Haven't they seen Oski play? Tanner DeCock never gets called for that. It's always a charging call, but not that time.
I have agreed that some of the charging calls this year have been bad calls. That was a bad block call.
Yep, I agree.
Grimes lowered his shoulder. Tanner had good position. Again, what are you going to do? Let's react in the right way.
Foul charge to Tanner DeCock. Oh, that's an extra step. That's a travel, but they don't call it. Daniel Wright takes four steps through the lane and lays it in.
Now, he's a sophomore. He's a good player. He did get away with one there, but he's pretty confident.
32-29, three-point Warrior lead. Kick out right side. DeCock for three. Tanner DeCock.
Coming out.
Ties the game 32 all. 4:08 to go in this third quarter.
Yep.
And there's an offensive foul called on Connor Groves, extending the forearm on the drive. Way out top, 20 feet from the basket.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a player that's as feisty as Tanner is he can, you know, he kind of created that call. He forced that player to stick his knee out a little bit and hook him. It was a good call, but Tanner created that.
We're going to have a timeout called for by Sergeant Bluff Luton. 32-32. 4:05 to go in this third quarter, presented by Wendell Camel, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back here at the well.
Come and see the big, new, beautiful True Value in Oskaloosa. They have springtime savings for you right now on Roundup, wheelbarrows, birdseed, and so much more in the big, beautiful store on the square in Oskaloosa, located at 202 First Avenue East. Get ready for spring at your Oskaloosa True Value store.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinic's rehab team. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where we are trained to assess and treat sports injuries. We will help get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com.
Back live in high fidelity from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. 32-32, Oskaloosa, Sergeant Bluff, Luton all tied up. Here's Foster. Down the lane, kicks it out. Tucker, yeah! 3-for-3 in the third quarter for Spencer Tucker from long range. 35-32, the Indians are back on top.
And I don't know if you know this about Spencer Tucker, but once he gets going, whether it be on the basketball court, the golf course, or whatnot, we get this Xavier Crow's going to go crazy.
Here's a steal by Cruz to Foster.
Back
to Cruz for the two! Unselfish, perfect transition play right there. Cruz and Foster.
It's hard to stay in my seat right now. We got some big mogo, and the crowd's going crazy.
And timeout, Warriors. Timeout. Sergeant Bluff Luton. Oskaloosa is pumped up. Everybody's on their feet. 37-32. Oskaloosa is on fire. We'll take a timeout with them, and we'll be right back here at Wells Fargo Arena on KIIC.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Are you a senior in high school with plans to attend college or vocational school next fall? Then listen up. Community First Credit Union is awarding $42,000 in scholarships to area high school seniors in 2018. Apply today by visiting our website at c1stcu.com. Deadline to submit your application is March 15th. Don't miss out on a chance to earn free money towards your education. Community First Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Go! Go! All right, we are back at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 37-32, Oskaloosa leading and on fire. Open three out of the timeout for the Warriors. No good. Oski with the rebound. Jared Cruz. Here's Foster for three. Can't connect that time. His first miss from long range in this game for Xavier Foster. Rebound, Sergeant Bluff Luton.
I totally understand the shot there because Xavier hit some big ones in the beginning, but we might have wanted to be a little more patient with that. If it goes in, though, the crowd goes crazy, and it's a great shot. It's one of those.
Here's a three top of the key. No good by Jeremiah Catt. Battle for the rebound. We're going to have a foul whistled against Oskaloosa.
That's a good foul. Spencer did a good job. If he rebounds that ball, it's going to be a putback.
Spencer Tucker with the foul.
And he was shaking his head. Yep, I got him. And I think he wanted to.
It's just his first foul.
Attaboy, Tanner.
Sergeant Bluff Luton inbounds. Yeah, great defense there by Connor. Tanner DeCock on Connor Groves. His free throw line jumper's no good as DeCock was right with him. Rebound Indians. Here's Spencer Tucker with it. Tucker works off a screen from Foster. Over to DeCock on the right wing. DeCock back out top to Tucker. 2:10 to go here. Third quarter presented by Wendell Campbell, State Farm agent, Oskaloosa. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Courtside, Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines. Here's Cruz, pull up, 15-footer, good. Jared Cruz finds the hole.
You know, I tell you what, if we can get Cruz going, he's been one of those guys that hasn't really got it going this game. He's a big point scorer for us.
I'll tell you what, not only him, but if we can get Cole Henry in this game offensively.
Yeah, exactly. DeMoss killed us the first half. We got to keep him in front away from the rim.
A minute 40 to go, third quarter. Sergeant Bluff Luton has the basketball. Oski leads it 39-32. Oh, there's a steal.
That's
almost
us.
A steal by Xavier Foster.
Yep.
But it does go off of Sergeant Bluff Luton. The Warriors disagree.
No, that was a good call.
It was right in front of us.
Yeah.
Literally right in
Honestly,
front of us.
Honestly, if it wouldn't have hit the Sergeant Bluff guy, Xavier would have had it and would have got it dunked it.
Yep. Foster will take a quick breather on the bench. Ryan Yates comes in. I like the outcome. We have the basketball, but I got to admit, I would have liked to have seen a breakaway dunk by Foster.
I think Xavier's thinking the same thing.
Oski keeps the ball. Yates inbounds it to Tucker, brings it across the timeline. Into the hands of DeCock, dribbles it to the top. Hands it to Cruz. Now Henry, top of the key.
We don't need to force anything here. Get a good look.
Overall, Oski's been very patient offensively, I think, in this game. Haven't really forced too much.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few threes here or there that you say should you have shot it, but I don't, and nothing that really stood out.
Cruz, nice, strong. Beautiful hook pass down to the baseline. Right side cutting baseline is Yates, and he gets the two.
Yates had a nice shot. I feel like if Yates goes hard there, he gets a layup off the glass uncontested, but that's all right. We got it.
Under a minute to go, third quarter. Driving is Groves for Sergeant Bluff Luton, and they're going to call a foul on Tanner DeCock, who was just a half footstep slow there on that one. And that'll be the first foul on Tanner DeCock.
Tanner's got a motor. He's got to stay in. He's been a nice job of keeping Grimes in front and making him pull up for that jump shot.
Oski 41, Sergeant Bluff Luton 32, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Oski leads it by 9.
Hey, stop here and a score, and all of a sudden we get going. Dang it.
Well, there's a nice drive to the hoop by DeMoss. Sam DeMoss drives by 3 defenders and puts it off the glass.
Same thing as second quarter. We got to keep DeMoss out of the paint.
Spencer Tucker gets it to Cole Henry. Henry holds it high above his head. Yates open in the corner. Three ball! Ryan Yates from the right corner.
That's an excellent look. Inside out, we got the ball in the high post. They all collapsed down, and we kicked it out to one of our better three-point shooters. That's a charge.
That is a charge. Offensive foul.
Look at that crowd, man.
And guess who? Tanner DeCock steps in and draws the charge.
Yeah, you don't have to question it.
He leads the state of Iowa all classes combined in charges called a drawn this year. He's amazing at getting in position and standing his ground, and he just lets them run over him, and he got the call.
I mean, what do you do when you're 5'10"? That's what you do.
Yep, exactly.
You better learn. Oh, man, that's deep.
Way deep three for Spencer Tucker.
No good.
Offensive rebound, though. DeCock, 3 seconds. Yates for three.
Look good.
It did look good, but just off the side of the rim. Rebound, Oskaloosa, and that's the way the third quarter comes to an end. What a third quarter, though, for Oskaloosa, presented by Wendell Campbell, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Oski leads it. 44-34. Heading to the final 8 minutes of this one, Brett. All Oski's got to do right now is maintain.
Yeah. And I say we gotta keep doing what we're doing, though.
Okay.
You don't want to take the pedal off the metal.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, catch our breath, and we'll be back for the final 8 minutes from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Oski leads it by 10.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry. Where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall Oskaloosa.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Fourth quarter underway here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Oskaloosa gets the basketball, and they feed it to the big man, and Foster reverses it off the glass for two. Fourth quarter is brought to you by McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's of Fremont. With Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman, live at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Oskaloosa 46 and Sergeant Bluff Luton 34. Fourth quarter just underway. Want to say a hi to Glenda. She's listening right now at Oskaloosa True Value. And there is another offensive foul charge drawn by Tanner DeCock. Another charge drawn by DeCock. Peels himself up off the floor. Big smile on his face. Offensive foul. Warriors.
That was a clear charge in the high school game. He was in the circle in the college game, but we don't care about that here. So that was a great play by Tanner.
Wow, third quarter, huge for Oskaloosa. They outscore Sergeant Bluff Luton 21-6 in the third quarter to gain control this game.
I feel like we got to keep rolling, though. We don't want to get stagnant. Yeah, he traveled. It moved.
Yep.
We don't want to get stagnant, though, and start to slow the game down, because that's not what we do. We want to take good shots, but we want to keep trying to push the ball up and get buckets when we can.
Turnover there. Spencer Tucker called for the travel. Stutter step. Fifth turnover for Oskaloosa. Got to give another shout-out. My other daughter is listening tonight, too. She's here in the stands somewhere in that massive Oskaloosa crowd, and she's listening. So, hi, Amber.
Get them all. Don't leave one out now.
Well, I got all three kids. Ashley's listening to Iowa State. Amber's on spring break from Wartburg, and she's here listening. And Tyler's, of course, in sixth grade, as you know.
You know.
And he's over there with the Oskaloosa Middle School clan listening in the stands as well. Yep. All right. There's a tip and out of bounds off the Warriors. Nice defense there, forcing the turnover by Oskaloosa.
Yeah, well, we were doing all that talking. Oski was just playing good defense, keeping their guy in front, and Sergeant Bluff just turned it over.
Oskaloosa with the basketball and a 12-point lead. 46-34, 6:25 left to go in this game. Tucker, ball fake, top of the key,
nice.
Drives, kicks it back out. Yates, in and out
good.
For three. Rebound, up Cole strong. Henry, back up with it. Yeah, leans in, left side, good. Cole Henry gets on the board.
Now we're going to look at him. He feels it. He feels better.
Here's a three.
Get out of there.
In and out, no good. Rebound, Xavier Foster for Oskaloosa.
Go. Cole did a tremendous job of crashing the glass there. We had a great look. Ryan missed that three in and out, and he got the offensive board and a putback. That's huge.
Foster with it, right elbow. Top of the key now to Yates. In the lane to Henry. Free throw line, spins, looks at the basket, kicks it back out. Tucker, ball fake in front of the bench, almost sitting on the bench. Doesn't take the shot.
I'm not saying he couldn't make it, but I'm glad he didn't pull that one.
Now left elbow, Cole Henry.
You're going to scout him going left.
Nice. Beautiful post work there by Cole Henry for the two and one.
Holy cow.
I didn't hear the whistle. Count the basket and one opportunity for Cole Henry.
Yeah, the reason we didn't hear is because our crowd's going crazy.
Boy, that was beautiful post work there by Henry, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. The thing about Cole, he has a great left. You know he's going left, but he still finds a way to finish on that left side. That a boy.
Free throw good by Cole Henry, where he has struggled this year, but he's feeling it now.
You bet. Get him going.
Five straight points for Cole Henry. The lead is now 17.
Yeah. Good call. Good call.
The lead is now 17 for Oskaloosa. There's a foul on Tanner DeCock.
Tanner is going to get three charges a game and like four blocking calls a game.
Well, he's got two charging calls so far and two blocking calls, so he's on pace.
Maybe vice versa. You never know. It just depends on the game.
5:25 to go in the contest. Oski leads it 51-34. Our fourth quarter brought to you by McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's in Fremont. Boy, I really like this second half by Oskaloosa. We were down 28-23 at halftime. Turned it around in the third quarter. Outscored the Warriors 21-6. There's a nice baseline play. Bucket by Jeremiah Cott. Got by the defense.
Yeah, we got a little lazy there on the inbound.
51-36. Still a comfortable 15-point lead for Oskaloosa with 5:10 to go in the game.
Sergeant Bluff is not going to go away here. The thing I like is it feels like we found a little bit of a comfort zone.
Foster! Top of the key, count it. Three ball, his fourth of the game for Xavier Foster on fire from long range.
I mean, it feels like we're shooting at our home gym right now.
Look at him taunting his, the guy he's defending with the basketball.
Don't do that.
Oh, there's a little trash talk going on the floor. Xavier Foster was guarding, I think it was DeMoss out here on the wing.
It was Wright. It's their best three-point shooter.
And he's clapping at him as Wright is holding the basketball on the wing. So then Wright popped the three and drained it, and then he got in Xavier's face coming down the floor. Pretty intense action out there.
Here's the difference between a dad and a son on that. Xavier's smiling and laughing about it, and his dad's over there chewing his butt.
His dad, of course, is an assistant coach on the team, DeJuan Foster.
But if you know Xavier, that's his personality. I had him in the classroom and all the way up seeing him play. He has to play loose. He doesn't want to play tight.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to put up with some things, and he's a heck of a talent.
Quick timeout on the floor. And now back to action. 15-point Oskaloosa lead right now. 54-39, 4:47 to go. You can't take your foot off the gas yet if you're Oskaloosa. 4:47 is a long ways to go.
Yep, take care of the basketball. There you go.
A little press put on by Sergeant Bluff Luton out of the timeout. Oski has no problem. Tucker brings it across half court.
Yeah, kind of just a show press there. They weren't trapping or anything. It was pretty weak.
Henry finds Yates on the baseline. Yates double-teamed, has it tipped away out of bounds.
A nice find there. Yates was kind of in a spot where I don't think he felt extremely comfortable on that low block. Probably should have just kicked it out right away.
Long inbound out top to Tucker Nunnenkoven, who's now in the game. Over to Spencer Tucker. Tucker dribbles around the defense, gives it to Nunnenkoven, cut to the hoop right side, no good, battle for the rebound, tipped around and coming away with it, Jeremiah Catt for the Warriors. He pushes it down the floor. He's going to take it all the way down the lane. Swatted and rejected by Foster. Big time block right there. His 86th block shot of the year. With authority, mind you.
Yeah, you said that too well. I'm not even going to say anything after that.
I think
one.
He swatted it clear up into the second row. Wow. Inbound. Caught. Catch. Release. Shot. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Offensive rebound pulled down by Sergeant Bluff Luton into the game. Derek Fitzgerald with the rebound. Another swat. This time Cole Henry swats at the lane. Picked back up by Cott. No good. Rolling off the rim. Ball still loose. Out of bounds off of Cott. No, a foul. A foul on the Warriors. A lot of action there.
I think they just called it our ball. I might be... No, their ball.
I
think it's our ball. They pointed our direction.
Yeah, I think it was a foul called on the loose ball there on Sergeant Bluff.
Okay. I mean, we're fortunate. They got three looks there. We've got to block out. There's no excuse for them getting that many looks with the size that we have down there.
Oskaloosa inbounds down Florida.
Timeout.
Cruz is trapped right in front of the Oskaloosa bench, and he'll do the smart senior leader thing and call timeout. So timeout, Oski. It's just going to be a 30-second timeout, I believe. Yep, 30-second timeout. Oski leads it by 15 with 3:51 left to go in the game. We'll be back right after this.
Spring is coming. Are you ready? McGriff's is. They're taking delivery daily on everything to help you spring forward. Stop in for lawn seed, weed control, fertilizer, mulch, chainsaws, and more. For those bigger jobs, McGriff's carries Spimco sprayers and spreaders for your ATV. McGriff's is also your paint supply store. Check out their all-new Minwax aisle. And don't forget to feed the birds. McGriff's has seed and feeders. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon, just a short drive from your place.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
High fidelity action live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines with Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. Joe Millage back at the studios. Beautiful move into the paint by Cole Henry. Count the basket and one for Cole Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. It was a great move. Daniel Rice sitting there saying, what do I do? But we had contact with the body, and we got he got to his left hand. You're not going to stop him when he gets to his left hand.
No, and we talked earlier about Cole Henry struggling offensively and not really having a flow in this game. Well, all of a sudden, he's got 11 points, chance to make it 12 right now.
Yeah, he just had to find some swagger.
Too strong on the free throw. Offensive rebound, though, by Foster. Right back up with it. Lost it in midair. And Sergeant Bluff Luton comes away with it.
Keep him in front.
3:35 to go in the game. 56-39, 17-point Oskaloosa lead. Three-pointer no good, top of the key. Ball swatted around, out of bounds, off of Oski. It'll stay with the Warriors. 3:28 to play.
We got to find a body. That was a bad shot by Groves there. He pulled up from just inside the three-point line, and we got to find a body and block out and get the rebound.
Here's Wright, head fake top of the key. Hands it off. Groves, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Cole Henry snags it off the rim.
Go.
Here come the Indians leading by 17. DeCock all the way in, off the window, yeah! Tanner DeCock for two!
Sergeant Bluff, they're starting to doubt themselves a little bit here. You know, they run out of time. If we get the rebounds and push the ball out, we're going to get some easy buckets.
58-39. Oski is all of a sudden a 19-point lead.
They're shooting bad shots, too.
Shot no good. Rebound to Jared Cruz.
Go, go. We got three guys here.
Bringing the ball up against the pressure.
There we go.
Yates.
There we
nice.
Go.
Oh, beautiful pass and slam dunk. Slam dunk. Foster hammers it home.
Force bad shots. Rebound. There you go. It's over.
Three ball no good. Rebound, Cruz. Oskaloosa leading it by 21. Yeah. 2.5 minutes to go. Long pass to the baseline. Wow. Henry tried to tip it to Foster at midair and is taken away by the Warriors.
Stop ball. That was a good take.
On the drive, DeMoss is going to be bumped and fouled by, I think, Cruz.
DeMoss is a strong player for them. He does a nice job of getting to the lane, creating contact right there. I mean, you have a little continuation and one any other time, just not in high school basketball.
21-point Oskaloosa lead, 60-39. It's a non-shooting foul, so the Warriors inbound. Here's Groves for three. Good. Boy, he is a good shooter. Leaned in, defender right on him, and drained the three.
Yeah, that was a tough shot. I mean, that's the kind of shots they've been taking this entire fourth quarter, so we're gonna live with that.
60-42, Oski leads it by 18, and Yates is going to be fouled just across half court. Let's see, that would be team foul. Not sure how many...
We have five fouls. They have seven. We're in a 1-on-1.
Okay, so that does put us in the bonus 1-on-1 here. To the free throw line goes Ryan Yates.
And he is an
83% free throw shooter on the season.
Best free throw shooter on our team.
Yeah. We jinxed him.
Yeah.
No good. In and out on the front end of that 1-on-1. Rebound, Sergeant Bluff Luton. Warriors have it. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go in the game. Oskaloosa leads by 18. Reverse layup, no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound to Jared Cruz. Yates. Offensive. Yeah, it was. That was an offensive foul. DeMoss was all over Yates as he got the rebound, and Yates tried to clear him with the forearm, and referee right on top of it.
Yeah, one thing I don't like about what we're doing here, we have 2 minutes left, and we got to finish strong. We're letting them get to the hoop, and it's almost like we're allaying them. I don't like that at all. We got to contest and make them earn it.
Inbound left wing, three-pointer no good.
There you go.
Cruz snags it off the rim for the Indians. Yates now controlling the point with Spencer Tucker on the bench. Pass down floor to Foster. Foster tries to fire it through the lane to Henry. Tip.
Just control
loose
it.
Ball. Chased down by Tanner DeCock just inside of half court.
Yeah, just control it.
And now we got a timeout by Oskaloosa. And I think that's exactly what Coach Parker is going to talk about right here, Brett, is, hey, guys, yes, we're up 18. Yes, there's a minute 39 to go. But don't lose your composure.
Yeah, and I think it's our nature. We have such big guys that we try to go get the highlight real play at this time of the game. And Cole was calling for an alley-oop there, and Xavier tried to thread the needle and about turn the ball over. So we just got to be smart. If we want the dunks, we got to be smart with the basketball, and let's make sure we're going to get it.
Again, this fourth quarter is brought to you by McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's of Fremont. Also want to say thanks to our sponsors who have come on for this broadcast, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Mahaska, Community First Credit Union, Wendell Campbell State Farm, GMP Insurance, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Gardner Collier Jewelry, Penn Central Eye Clinic, True Value Hardware in Oskaloosa, also Modern Floor Covering, Boyle and Henderson, and Jody McCoy Real Estate. Thanks to all of you for sponsoring our coverage of the Oskaloosa Indians here at the state basketball tournament. Well, Brett, we were worried about how Oski would come out. How would they handle the atmosphere? Would they live up to the hype? We're 99 seconds away from a semifinal berth, leading by 18.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our guys, our fans, our coaches, we believe that we belonged here, but you need to go out and prove it. And I think that this second half, we have absolutely gone out and proved that we belong in this tournament and in the semifinal.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Oskaloosa trailed 28-23 at the half. They lead it now 60-42 with a minute 30 to go in the game. Huge second half for Oskaloosa. Spencer Tucker back in out of the timeout.
Yeah, we've allowed, how many points the entire second half?
Well, let's see. They had 28 at the
they
half.
Had 28.
14 points is all. Oh, another rejection. Another slam rejection there by Xavier Foster. Wow. He had no chance on that one. Jeremiah Catt meets Xavier Foster.
Yeah, welcome to the jungle, man. That's one thing.
There might be a dent in the floor from that ball hitting the floor after the swap by Foster.
Put protective gear on in the first row.
Three ball.
Yeah, that's fortunate. He's a great shooter.
Yeah, no good by Daniel Wright. Didn't have the touch. Offensive rebound, though, for the Warriors. 1 minute to go. Three ball on the way. This time it's good. That is Sam DeMoss connecting on the three-pointer.
Got to help it.
Oski leads by 15. Under a minute to go. Presses on by the Warriors.
Go.
Oski breaks it. Yates finds Henry. Henry, alley-oop! And dunk for Foster on the assist from Cole Henry. Highlight reel dunk right there by Foster.
That's an element that I'm sure that this tournament hasn't seen so far.
Not in the game I've seen.
Maybe in the 4A. You might see some of that in the 4A. We played Iowa City West and stuff like that. There's some players that can get up and do that stuff, but they haven't seen it at the 3A level.
Foster with two dunks here in the second half. That one, though, the alley-oop from Cole Henry. 35 seconds to go, and it's concession time now for Sergeant Bluff Luton. They are clearing the bench. They are clearing the bench. And ladies and gentlemen, Oskaloosa is going to move on to the 3A semifinals on Thursday afternoon, where they will face the number 7 seed Waverly Shellrock, who right before this upset number 2 seed Mount Pleasant. It's going to be number 3 seed Oskaloosa and number 7 seed Waverly Shellrock Thursday at 3:45 right here at Wells Fargo Arena. The other 3A semifinal at 2 o'clock Thursday will be number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier and number 4 seed Glenwood. And Oskaloosa calls timeout. This is just so they can get their starters out and bring in some of the subs. We see Miller coming in.
You got Miller. You got Noah Van Veldhuizen. We got Austin Hafner.
Nick Harrington
and Colton Butler.
Love to see these guys get a little floor time at the well. And I'm going to talk about this in just a minute. We got 24 seconds to go in this game, and we'll see how the subs can finish this out for Oskaloosa. But I do want to say something about these guys that come off the bench here before we go into our post game. So here is Harrington driving to the hoop. Foul. No basket, but he's going to get a couple of free throws, I think. No, are they saying it's on the floor?
I guarantee you Harrington's going to try to get on the scoreboard here.
All right, they say it was on the floor, but we are in the bonus, 1-1. So it'll be one-and-one free throw here for Harrington. All right, so I want to talk about these kids quickly, as all the starters now are on the bench, and we have brought in the supporting cast, if you will. These guys do not get a lot of minutes during the season. But I was at practice Sunday at the Pac Center. Oh, my goodness, they are talented. I'm telling you what, they push these starters. They work their you-know-whats off. Mm-hmm. I watched practice for about 40 minutes on Sunday evening at the Pac Center, and I was thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with the energy and the excitement that they bring to the practice.
Well, and if you don't know a lot about the Oskaloosa program here, this sophomore class going through their 7th through 9th grade year, they were undefeated. So they hadn't lost, and it wasn't because of Xavier Foster. Xavier at 1.7 eighth grade was probably like second or third best player on their team.
Running shot good by Sergeant Bluff Luton. Oski inbounds, final horn sounds. Oski's done it. They've come to the well. And they are moving on. 63-47 is the final. 63-47, 16-point Oskaloosa win over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Oski goes to the semifinals. They will face Waverly-Shell Rock Thursday at 3:45 right here at Wells Fargo Arena. Before we go to break, Brett, you were a starter for years. You'd go to practice and you'd have the bench players, if you will, that would work you and your starting five. How important are they?
Well, as good as our starting five is, it's critical that we have guys that can push them. And I think that we do. And we have some big physical guys down there that can push them, too. I'd like to say real quick before we go to break, this is a huge stepping stone for Oskaloosa basketball. I don't know that we have been to the semifinals. We made state 95-96, as far as I can remember. But getting to the semifinals and taking that first step, that's a huge accomplishment for this program.
Absolutely. It is the eighth state tournament appearance for Oskaloosa in program history, but it is the first since 95-96, back-to-back years, and before that it was 1979.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It was before I was born, so excuse me.
You're right.
I stepped on any toes there.
It is a huge step, though, to say the least, for Oskaloosa basketball. And congratulations, Coach Parker. Congratulations, Oskaloosa. We will see you Thursday afternoon here at the Well to play for a right to go to the state championship on Friday night. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, your fourth quarter was brought to you by McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's of Fremont. Final score, Oskaloosa 63, Sergeant Bluff Luton 47. We'll be back right after this.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Here in Iowa, pheasants are making a strong comeback thanks to local habitat organizations like Pheasants Forever. Hi, I'm Wendell Campbell with the Mahaska County chapter of Pheasants Forever, and I'm inviting you to our 30th anniversary banquet on Saturday, March 24th, starting at 5 p.m. in the Ben Central Mall in Oskaloosa. For tickets and sponsorship opportunities, give me a call at 673-4462. There'll be games for kids of all ages, raffles with great prizes from Grizzly Coolers, Winchester and Browning Shotguns, Savage Rifles, and the largest general raffle in all of Iowa. Help support the Habitat organization where 100% of what we raise will stay local. In 30 years, we've raised and spent over $1 million in Habitat support here in South Central Iowa. So please join us March 24th for a smoked pork loin dinner and the most fun you can have indoors at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. For more information, give me a call, 673-4462, or check us out on Facebook under Mahaska County PF.
Rooster!
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
All right, Oskaloosa fans, the Indians have got it done here in the quarterfinals. They come to the Well. And they send home Sergeant Bluff Luton, and they do it with impressive fashion. Oskaloosa, 63. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 47. As Oskaloosa improves their season record to 22-3. And Sergeant Bluff Luton ends their year at 15-10. It was all the second half, folks. Back and forth in the first half, Sergeant Bluff Luton had a 28-23 lead at halftime. Second half, it was all Oskaloosa. They outscored Sergeant Bluff Luton in the third quarter 21-6, which put the Indians in control. And then the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa just kept that momentum going. And wow, what a second half by the Indians. So if I can do some quick math here, held Sergeant Bluff Luton to 24 second half points. No, wait a minute. My math is bad. And Brett Dowd is a math teacher, by the way. I'm glad that he stepped away for a second because he'd be all over me for that one. But 19 points they hold Sergeant Bluff Luton to in the entire second half, while Oskaloosa puts up 40. 40-19 in the second half, all favoring Oskaloosa. Wow. 63-47, the final. So, Brett Dowd has went to get the final statistic sheet so we can run through that for you, and he'll be bringing that back here in a minute. I see him making his way back here now. I can tell you a few stats. Oskaloosa for the ball game shot 58% from the field. Not bad. 26 of 45 for 58%. They were 9 of 20 from long range, 45%. Four of those were from Xavier Foster. He was 4 of 5 from long range. We were 2 of 7 at the free throw line, so that's one stat you look at and say, man, we have got to improve that. But it's been that way all year. Oskaloosa has struggled at the free throw line. Rebounds were dead even, 28 each. Both teams had 9 turnovers. But the big difference is the shooting, where Sergeant Bluff Luton was just 35% for the game on 19 of 54. So we got it done with good shooting. And 9 three-pointers in this ball game. And when you look back at it, 9 three-pointers, that's 27 points of our 63. That was big.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we're at home and we're on the road and we get our confidence, that's what we do. So it was really nice to see us step into this huge Wells Fargo Arena and shoot so confidently.
Score was tied twice in this ball game. The lead changed 7 times. But once Oskaloosa, you know, took control, they really never relinquished the hold on the leash, if you will. And they were very impressive in the second half. I'm glad you weren't here because I messed up my math. And I know that you would have pointed that out, Brett. But Oskaloosa did outscore 40. What did I say it was? 40 to 19 in the second half.
Wow. Yeah.
Impressive.
And it was evident.
All right. Well, on our postgame show, we're going to go through the stats and let you know who did what in this game. But before we do that, Joe Millage is working hard back at the studios. And he actually has a few highlights from this ball game that we can go back and relive in case you missed it. So let's go to the highlight reel, if you will, here on the postgame show. And the first one we want to point out is this was big, Brett. Oskaloosa tied the game at 32. And that was a big moment in that second half.
Yeah, absolutely. We finally hit some big shots, and I think that was a three-pointer by Tucker.
I think so.
Yeah, so a big shot for us, and then we just kept rolling. Tucker caught fire, and then other guys got confident, and a big play for us.
All right, Joe Millage, fire it at us, the big play. Warrior lead, kick out right side, DeCock for three! Tanner DeCock!
Coming out.
Ties the game, 32-all. 4:08 to go in this third quarter.
Yep.
There's an offensive foul called on Connor Groves, extending the forearm on the drive. Way out top. All right, so it was Tanner DeCock, not Spencer Tucker, who hit that three to tie it. Spencer Tucker also had a couple big threes in the second half as well. But that was a big play. That really got Oski going, and it really pumped up Tanner DeCock. And then he got his defense going after that, like we're accustomed to as Oskaloosa fans this year. And it really was kind of a game changer right there, in our opinion. Another big moment in this game was, I think... that might be the one we just heard there, the three ball by DeCock and then the charge. And I think Oskaloosa had built up a 10-point lead there at that point, 44-34. Let's highlight a play made by Xavier Foster. He had a couple manly block shots in this game and a couple big dunks, including the alley-oop. This was, I think, his first block of the game. Henry holds it high above his head. Yates open in the corner. Three ball! Ryan Yates from the right corner.
That's an excellent look. Inside out, we got the ball high post. They all collapsed down, and we kicked it out to one of our better three-point shooters. That's a charge.
That is a charge. All right, so there we go. I'm getting them out of order. I apologize, Joe. That was a three ball by Yates, and then the charge taken by DeCock.
We're just too excited.
And we're just too excited. There's a lot of big moments here that we get mixed up. But at that point, Oskaloosa had a 10-point lead. Now, let's hear one of the big block shots from Xavier Foster.
Strong.
Around the defense, gives it to Nunnicoven. Cut to the hoop right side. No good. Battle for the rebound. Tipped around and coming away with it, Jeremiah Catt for the Warriors. He pushes it down the floor. He's going to take it all the way down the lane. Swatted and rejected by Foster. Big time block right there. His 86th block shot of the year. With authority, mind you.
Yeah, you said that too well. I'm not even going to say anything after that
one. He swatted it clear up into the second row. And, you know, not too long after that, he picked up his 87th block, and I think there's still a dent in the floor where that ball hit the floor with him slamming it down there on that block.
That was about the point when the Sergeant Buff fans, the Sergeant Bluff fans stopped saying overrated, and they were like, okay, the kid's for real.
Yeah, and hey, let's credit Xavier Foster, because he did come in here with a lot of eyes on him, a lot of hype, and again, we talked about this in the pregame. He's 15 years old. You got to feel that pressure somewhat.
Yeah.
And he came and he answered the call.
Oh, absolutely. He performed extremely well. He did what he does best at this point in his career, and that is he is a great shot blocker, and then he also has a great shot. He will get bigger and stronger, and I guarantee you by the time he's a junior/senior, he puts on some weight. He's going to start working people down low, too.
Absolutely. He's going to be so much fun to watch for sure, and he's got a lot of basketball left, high school and beyond, in his lifetime. Final score, once again, Oskaloosa 63, and Sergeant Bluff Luton 47. The Warriors end their season 15-10. Oskaloosa moves on to the semifinals at 22-3. Looking at the game stats again, for the ball game, you know, one big story is the field goal percentage, Brett. 58% on 26 of 45 shooting for Oskaloosa. 35% on 19 of 54 from the field for Sergeant Bluff Luton.
Yeah, and credit our defense. We started to create or force them to take bad shots toward the end of the third, fourth quarter, and we stepped into our shots and shot extremely confidently. So that was just a great all-around second half for us, one of the best we've had all year.
I agree, absolutely. Sergeant Bluff Luton was 7 of 26 from three-point land and 2 of 2 at the free-throw line. Oskaloosa was 9 of 20 from long range and 2 of 7 at the free-throw line. As I said, the score was tied twice. The lead changed 7 times in this game. Largest lead for Sergeant Bluff Luton was 10, and that came with about 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Oskaloosa's largest lead was 21. That came with 2:45 left to go in the game. Now we look at some of the other statistics. Oskaloosa did commit 9 turnovers in the ball game. So did Sergeant Bluff Luton. On the rebounding side, dead even, 28 all. Much better rebounding, though, in the second half by Oskaloosa. We only had one offensive rebound at halftime. Ended up with 5 or 6 when it was all done.
Yeah, something I'd like to see us do is block out more on our on defense, because Sergeant Bluff's smaller than us, and they had 12 offensive rebounds as opposed to our 5 offensive rebounds. So you would think that stat would be the polar opposite when you look at the size differential. So that's an area that we need to improve, and I'm sure the coach will look at that and talk about it.
All right, running through the individual stats. Leading the way for Sergeant Bluff Luton, 2 players in double figures. Sam DeMoss, 11, and Daniel Wright with 10. For Oskaloosa, very balanced, as it usually is. Xavier Foster leads the way with 18 points on 7 of 10 from the field. But most importantly, he was 4 of 5 from three-point land. And those were 4 big three-pointers for Xavier Foster. He hit one early, then within a minute or so hit another one. And you can see right there the smile just build on his face. And it was just, hey, let's play ball and have fun.
I mean, let's face it, the 3 ball is what got us going. Xavier first half. Tucker second half. We had Yates hit some big 3 second half. We had DeCock hit the one on the highlight reel there that tied it up. And then that got everything else going for us, too. You don't want to live and die on the three-point line, but if that's what's going to take for us to do it this year, you know, that might be what we do.
18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 block shots for Xavier Foster in this game. And don't forget, he picked up 2 fouls in the first quarter and spent some time on the bench there at the latter part of the first quarter and first half or so of the second quarter, and still had stellar numbers like that. Also for Oskaloosa, 13 points, 5 rebounds for Tucker, for Spencer Tucker. He had a couple of assists. 11 points for Cole Henry. It took him a while to get going, but when he did, he did. He was 5 of 6 from the field, 1 of 4 at the free throw line, couple rebounds for Cole Henry, and 5 assists for the big guy.
Jared Cruz had 11 rebounds, 11 defensive rebounds. He didn't perform extremely well on the offensive side, but we had other guys pick it up. So,
yeah, 11 rebounds and 4 assists as well for Jared Cruz.
That's not a bad line.
No. 6 points for Cruz, you mentioned that. 1 point for Nick Harrington at the free throw line. 5 for Ryan Yates coming off the bench. 9 for Tanner DeCock. And that's all the scoring there for the Oskaloosa Indians. So, all in all, just a great performance. Pressure's off now, sort of. You got another big one coming up in just 2 days.
But a lot of pressure off. I mean, there was a lot of hype on this team, and like I said, they came in here knowing they belong. They knew themselves, but you got to prove it. And I think the first half, we struggled to find our identity. The second half, we came out and played an entirely different game. We made shots, we played confident, and all of a sudden, you could see our guys get some swag. And if our guys start playing confident like that, we're going to be tough. We're going to be a tough out.
Absolutely. So we get number 7 seed, Waverly Shellrock, Thursday afternoon in the semifinals at 3:45, scheduled tip-off time here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Brent, I saw the entire Mount Pleasant Waverly Shellrock game. You saw much of the second half of that one. What do you think? How do you feel just based on watching them for about a quarter and a half? How do you feel we match up?
The thing about Waverly that I saw is they are extremely physical. They got some guys with muscle out there. They got a big that is very powerful. So we are going to have to play physical, and we're going to have to move the ball and work, and we're going to have to make shots because that's what we do.
All right, so that's next up, Thursday afternoon, 3:45, here at Wells Fargo Arena against Waverly Shellrock. The other 3A semifinal at 2 o'clock Thursday is number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier and number 4 seed Glenwood. That is your final four in Class 3A. Well, I want to say a big thanks to all of our sponsors. You know, we can't do any of this without them. And, these are sponsors from Oskaloosa that came on board with us for our coverage here at the state tournament. We have other sports boosters that sponsor sports year-round here on Thunder Country KIIC. But I do want to mention the ones that specifically came on to help us here at the state tournament. And you heard from them throughout the game. But big thanks to Dr. Jim Else and the Penn Central Eye Clinic at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, Gardner Collier Jewelry, also True Value Hardware in Oskaloosa, Modern Floor Covering, Boyle & Henderson, Jody McCoy Real Estate, GNP Insurance, Wendell Campbell State Farm, McGriff's of New Sharon and Fremont, also Community First Credit Union, Mahaska, and Motor Inn of Knoxville. Thanks to all of you for helping us get the Indians on the air this week here at the Well. And we get to do it, well, two more times now, Brett. Not only does this win get you a semifinal berth, but a win in the first round guarantees you two more games at the state tournament as well, because win or lose Thursday, Oskaloosa will play again Friday. It'll either be Friday morning in the consolation or Friday night for the big title.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. And that's pretty cool for those players because this is an awesome experience for them. I mean, how many people can say that they got to play in this environment with the crowd that we had? That was amazing.
Absolutely. Well, Brett, appreciate you jumping on board with us here at Thunder Country and helping bring the coverage to Oskaloosa fans and just basketball fans in general out there. And you're more than welcome back Thursday if you want to come back.
I can't wait.
I'll take that as a yes. All right. So we'll be back Thursday, probably about 3:15 pregame time on Thursday afternoon, and scheduled for a 3:45 tip-off here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Again, number 3 seed Oskaloosa and number 7 seed Waverly Shellrock for a trip to the Class 3A state championship game. We hope you'll join us again on Thursday if you can't be here in person at Wells Fargo Arena. So until then, for Brett Dowd and Joe Millage and all of our sponsors, my name is Jamie Brockman. Thank you for listening, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and we'll see you back at the big Wells Fargo Arena on Thursday afternoon for Oskaloosa State Boys Basketball. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Right side, DeCock for that three. Tanner DeCock.
Coming out.
Tie is the game, 32-all. 4:08 to go in this third quarter.
Yep.
There's an offensive foul called on Connor Groves, extended the forearm on the drive.
Strong.
The defense gives it to Nunnicoven, cut to the hoop right side, no good, battle for the rebound, tipped around and coming away with it, Jeremiah Catt for the Warriors. He pushes it down the floor. He's going to take it all the way down the lane. Swatted and rejected by Foster. Big time block right there. His 86th block shot of the year. With authority, mind you.
Yeah, you said that too well. I'm not even going to say anything after that.
I think he swatted it clear up into the second row.
Strong.
Henry holds it high above his head. Yates open in the corner. Three ball! Ryan Yates from the right corner.
That's an excellent look. Inside out, we got the ball high post. They all collapsed down, and we kicked it out to one of our better three-point shooters. That's a charge.
That is a charge.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.